producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friday the 13th. Wow. Maybe that's why I sound like a Southern black guy and I'm Scott Hannon. No, it's not. It's me. It's Leon Francis, your host for the first hour of What's on Your Mind. And normally I am the host from the 2 to 5 segment, and that's the Common Sense Club, but I am pitch hitting for the big man, Scott Hannon, who is out there in Bismarck for the tractor trek. Good for Scott. Have a safe trip out there, man. It's crazy out. It is crazy. I mean, yeah, the current temps here in Fargo is 51 degrees, and it's sunny Southside Fargo. As I always say, sunny Southside Fargo, beautiful weather out in Tioga. It's 54 degrees, but it's Friday the 13th, man, and not only that, we have a full moon, we have solar flares going off all willy-nilly, we've had two X-class solar flares go off. Couple that with Friday the 13th, couple that with a full moon, and the next one won't be till like 2016 or something like that, a full moon like this. Maybe that explains weird craziness that's going on. I sit and I think, you know, you got Cantor defeat. You got Obama visiting the North Dakota. Not the oil boom, mind you, but the Indian reservations. You got Iraq in chaos. You got all of the things that are going on in American politics right now. Maybe this explains it. Maybe everything culminates, comes to a head when you got solar flares popping off. Friday the 13th, full moon. There you go. Maybe that explains it. Again, if you're wondering why you don't hear Scott's voice, he's out. He's going to be alive at the tractor trek out in Bismarck. So he's going to be doing the second and third hour live from there. The show we have for you, set up for you today, is at 8:20. As always, we have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum. They're going to be discussing the news of the day from the left and the right. But then at 8:30, we're going to have Dave Pepcorn, the big man himself on the Fargo City Commission. He is your conservative voice up there in a sea of liberalism. The big man will be there to, his voice will speak for you. Your voice will be there on the Fargo City Commission because the big man has taken the chair. We're going to be talking about him. Because he won Tuesday's election. That's good. Now I'm going to be asking him, and I want you to be sure that you call in and ask him the same, 855-217-76, extension 2, to join us live on air. Ask him, you know, so you're there, big man. What do you plan to do while you're there? You won, so what are your hopes? What do you plan to do? Are you going to stand for fiscal conservatism while you're up there? I know the answer to that, but maybe you want to know. So call in and ask him that. At 9 o'clock, open phones. And then at 9:30, we have Native American and Fighting Sioux nickname supporter, Eunice Davison. And she has a new book, Aren't We Sioux Enough? The truth behind President Obama to an North Dakota reservation. So, well, I mixed that up. the name of the book is Aren't We Sue Enough? The author is Eunice Davis, and I'm looking at my show sheet. I haven't had my full cup of coffee this morning, so please bear with me. Plus, as I said before, we got, full moon, solar flash, Friday the 13th. Bear with me, please. Now, on my normal or nuts, what's normal, what's nuts? Think about this. I want to know if President Obama coming to North Dakota, but not visiting the oil patch where we have this economic boom going on. I mean, there are articles out there, and they say, basically, if you want to go to Walmart and make 15, 16 bucks an hour out the gate, where do you have to be? Out there in Williston. That's where you have to be, not to mention all of the economic success here in the heartland. North Dakota is leading the nation. Its economy is leading the nation. Yet our president doesn't visit the oil patch. That's a head scratcher to me. I mean, I'm like, wow, So that's my normal or nuts. President Obama visits North Dakota for the first time, but only for 4 hours, doesn't visit any parts of the oil boom. The Red Cross says that up to 10,000 folks are expected for Obama's visit to the North Dakota reservation. Is that normal or is it nuts? I think you know what side of the coin I'm on, but I want to know from you, is that normal? Is that nuts? What do you think? What are you feeling? Anyway, and if you plan on being out there, call in and tell me why. I do think a sitting president visiting any part of the country, it's kind of a big deal. And I'm not going to go the Joe Biden route and go, it's a big, flipping deal, but it's kind of a big deal. The problem that I have is, you're kind of pandering now. Yeah, is what I'm seeing out there. He's pandering. I think this is a throw to Heidi Heitkamp or something. And if you're going to come to North Dakota, go out and visit why North Dakota is great. Go out there. I mean, go visit the Indian reservations. Go pander to your base a little bit, that whole thing. But also, go visit the economic powerhouse that is the Bakken. So I think King Barry is a little nuts. I'm just saying. Get to a little weather here. Today in the Fargo-Moorhead area, we have a high near 75 degrees, and so that's good. Right now, it's really sunny, but we're going to have increasing clouds throughout the day. Tonight, scattered showers. And showers and thunder. I don't like reading this. I don't even like reading this because the weather is so beautiful and it's so nice out. I'm gonna skip that. We're gonna have rain tonight. So, and a low around 57. Tomorrow again, showers and thunderstorms are likely, cloudy with a high near 71. Don't like that one either. And pretty much all of Saturday is going to be rainy here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Showers and thunderstorms likely. High around 58. That's just not good. Sunday, same thing. Shower and thunderstorms likely. Monday, 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Tuesday, chance of shower and thunderstorms. This whole for about a week is just going to be rainy and wet. Tioga. Today, chance of showers and thunderstorm, mainly between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 72, so it kind of gets better out there. Breezy with a southwest wind at 17 to 22 miles an hour. Tonight, showers, chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorm mainly after 8 a.m. Saturday night, still that chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Sunday, showers and thunderstorm, high near 66. Same thing at night, showers and thunderstorms likely before 8 p.m. Monday, it's partly sunny with a high near 70. And Tuesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 69. That's out in Tioga. So, wow. Don't know about that. So, as we are discussing the normal and nuts, and we're coming up against the break here, well, Larry, out in Fargo, what's on your mind? You only have about 30 seconds, man.
Well, I'll make it quick. The Bakken and the oil boom is the antithesis of everything Obama believes in. It's free enterprise. It's independence. It's energy abundance. Obama wants everybody impoverished because then we'll buy into his brand of communism.
Absolutely, Larry. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum.
Important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
NESA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
At the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about NESA Consulting Service, go to nessaconsulting.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back. This is What's On Your Mind, and I have one half of the dynamic duo that is Ellen Ratner and Blanquita. We don't have Ellen, but we have Blanquita. So, how you doing, Blanquita?
Oh, well, you know, I think Ellen was on a plane very early this morning, and she was heading out, I believe, to Ohio. And she left like at 3 or 4 in the morning because she wanted to be able to land in time for the show, this show. And I guess maybe the plane was delayed.
Wow. It's a lot of craziness going on today. It's Friday the 13th. We got a full moon going on, solar flash popping off everywhere.
I think I have to interrupt you. I think Ellen wants you to call her again.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get the elves here to give her a quick ring, and yeah, we can go from there. But I want to know what's on your mind, Blanquita.
Well, let me tell you, last night was very interesting because I was at the Radio and Television Correspondents' Dinner. And, you know, I like it better than the White House Correspondents' Dinner because it's more just like a working group of good journalists. And interesting that Senator Ted Cruz was there from Texas. And I was told by several leading Democrats that they would cross over the aisle and work for him.
Ah. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
And I think it's because, first of all, the boat, I think, is sinking. I think the president, and if you get Ellen on, she may agree or disagree, but from what these folks told me, is that the president is not including them in decisions, and that the situation here is a real mess, whether it's what's going on in Iraq, what's going on in with Bo Bergdahl, who's finally coming to San Antonio, whether it's the situation with the VA, whether it's a situation with the Voice of America, which is practically incapable of broadcasting into any important place like Russia. There are scandals so heavy and deep, and potentially, if it weren't for states like your state and Texas, who are strong in natural gas, we'd be potentially in a very big mess.
Yep.
Because if the pipelines get shut down in Iraq, we're going to see gas skyrocket anyway, but at least we can potentially protect our own people.
Right. And I think we have Ellen on now. Ellen, are you there?
I am. So, I guess all of our, human beings and $1 trillion that we spent in Iraq was useless, huh?
Once Obama got his hands on it, I think so.
Something I remember driving into Baghdad from Jordan with Jim Pinkerton. Jim Pinkerton is no liberal, and he turns around and says to me, if we think this country is going to be pro-USA in 10 to 15 years, we're out of our mind. And that's exactly what happened.
And given that, and Blanquita made a really good point. Okay, Obama is coming to North Dakota to visit the Indian reservations. And we know what's going on over there in Iraq, and we know how tentative the oil is over there with the prices expected to boom because of the chaos over there. I have a question for both of you. Do you think it's a little bit of a slap in North Dakota's face that he doesn't visit the oil boom? I mean, like Williston, and he visits the Indian reservation instead. 4 hours over there, nothing to the oil boom or to the western part of the state.
Well, you know, I understand you guys are going through an oil boom, but the American Indian and the plight of the American Indian is even much worse. And we have options for oil. Why should he go to an oil boom? You guys are making money. He doesn't need to be there. He needs to underline the plight of the American Indian.
Well, I think he should go to both, Ellen, and I think that he should go to the American Indians, but he needs to go over and make peace with the American oil industry that is thriving at a time when, with the presence that we have in Venezuela, of Iran and Russia, to shut that pipeline off, with the problem that we're potentially going to have with Iraq and that oil going to be shut off. I think that we should be making peace all around here, regardless of what side of the aisle, and celebrate the states and the industry that's doing well. It's going to provide for the national security of the country.
Why can't we do both?
North Korean oil industry, North Dakota. Sorry about that, guys. North Dakota oil industry ought to be donating to the Democrats and the Obama interests because, frankly, that's...
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Well, you know, Ellen, you're going to have to get the EPA out there back. You're going to have to get all these regulations that's making it practically impossible. Okay, you've got a great industry. Let's see how we can screw you up and make it so hard for you. And now what's going to happen with the Keystone Pipeline? I'm thinking that things are going to be revisited here, and if this president doesn't do it, then you're going to start seeing any candidate, whether it's Hillary Clinton or whoever it is on the left, is going to start changing their tune fast.
Heitkamp
well, you know,
is already.
Like, you know, last night we were at the Congressional Correspondents' Dinner, and my friend, dear friend, Mark Feifley, who is a Republican and who is responsible for the PR part of the surge, I congratulated him last night. I said, a lot of good your surge did in Iraq.
And
you know what, Ellen? You know, that sounds good in principle, but it doesn't play well when you had five Taliban leaders go back. You had one guy.
They weren't Taliban leaders. They weren't even on the list.
It doesn't matter, Ellen. What I'm telling you is the overall picture to people is that nobody's home at the White House, and even Democrats are saying, what in the hell is he doing?
Yeah, the Democrats are distancing themselves. And I hear even Heitkamp here, I mean, she is distancing herself, especially when we're talking about the Keystone Pipeline and the EPA regulations. Heitkamp, and she's a Democrat, but she is 100% off the boat with Obama. Now, are we going to see a lot of that going forward? I mean, this president, you know, it's a lame duck term. He's in his lame duck a point of his career, and the Democrats are going, you know, wait a minute. There's a lot of things going on here. Low polling numbers with this president. Are we going to see a distancing of Democrats from this president?
I don't think so, honestly. I mean, I know that's what you lovely little Republicans would like to see, is a distancing from the president. But I think that all in all, listen, there's some things I'm very critical of the president about. But all in all, his presidency is going to come out smelling like a rose.
I fail to see that. Maybe that's the solar flares talking and the full moon.
I gotta tell you, when politicians look at their viability, and whether they're going to be elected or not, they're going to do the old adage, after me, you come first. They're not going to care about it. So I think they'll distance themselves if they think he's going to be a liability to their...
He already is. I mean, his polling numbers, the folks out there, they disapprove of this president, and it has never been this low, personally. Ellen Blanquita, always a pleasure. I got to get
you
guys on my show.
Have a great weekend.
You do the same. We will be right back. We will be right back after this break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a Miracle Chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind, and I want to know what's on your mind. Right now, we have the big man himself in studio. I'm talking to old Dave Pepcorn, the fiscal conservative voice on the Fargo City Commission. Dave, how are you doing?
Awesome. It's a beautiful day, and I'm so thankful. It's been a good week for me. So.
I bet it. I mean, I see the smile. It's a perma smile, folks. It's a perma smile. And so I wanted to talk to you, and we've kind of talked a little bit about, one, how do you feel about the win?
It was awesome. It was very humbling, and I wanted to thank you and Scott for your support. That meant a lot. Obviously, I was on here, and you guys, that makes a difference. And I'll also thank all the voters out there, because I appreciate it. I was definitely the underdog, and
right.
I worked hard, but I reflect what you guys believe, I believe.
Yeah. You're the voice, man. You are. I mean, it was slim pickings.
So, hey, so what are you saying? I was the last option.
No, you were.
Come on.
And out of the group that's there, we had Dave Pepcorn and we had Tony Gehring. And that's about it, man. So yeah, I am ecstatic that you got in, that you won. So, and as we were discussing before, you got an uphill battle.
Yep.
I mean, you don't have many friends up there on the Fargo City Commission.
Yep.
And so it's not going to turn around, you know, all at once. But tell us your plan going forward.
Well, the main thing is I'll rely on you and your listeners. I'll let you know when things are going on. And my main thing is I ask questions. And if there's something that I think is something that the people would need to know about that's maybe that they don't know, I'll bring it to you just so you and I need your support down the road. But basically, just working hard.
Good deal, good
yep.
deal. Here, get right up on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. But, I mean, the main thing is I do my homework. You know, you have to go through each commission meeting. We have about 250 pages of information to go through. And so I'll get to work and work hard for the people of Fargo.
You're going to put your reading glasses on and dig in.
Unfortunately, I have to have glasses nowadays. But
I wasn't making a remark about that. Plus, you're a really big man. I wouldn't make fun of you. No way. But no, I'm kidding. But so you're going to be there. You're everybody there, from what I can see, it has a more liberal, left-leaning a view of the Fargo City Commission.
Yep.
Your job will be to what?
Well, you have to work with everybody, and
yeah.
you have five votes. And I will say, Mike Williams, one of the other commissioners, is a financial conservative also.
Yeah.
And so you've kind of you do the best you can with what you've got. And I'll work with, you know, all the other commissioners. I'll work with them, and it'll be, I'm telling you, I love it. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
You don't look like a guy that will shy away from a little hard work, man.
No, I'm not. The one of the things I enjoyed the most about the city commission is you learn so much about what's going on. I'm telling you, Fargo, there's great things going on, and you want to work with everybody to keep that going.
Good deal, good deal. Something else, I mean, and this is an aside, our normal or nuts question is, you know, President Obama coming to visit, he's visiting the Indian reservations. He's spending 4 hours out there.
Yep.
Not visiting any other part of the state.
Yep.
With the things that are going on in Iraq, with North Dakota being the economic beacon of the United States. I mean, and North Dakota actually has the best economy in the United States right now.
Right.
Why wouldn't he? Is it nuts that he only visits the Indian reservation?
Well, I mean, President Obama, he's got his own agenda, which is that's no surprise. I would say it's a big deal, and it's great that he's coming to North Dakota. I hope that our congressional delegation and our governor are there to tell the good news about what's going on in North Dakota. Obviously, we want to help the reservation.
Right.
But to me, that's our hope. I hope our whole delegation is there, and I hope they fill up Air Force One with Bakken oil when they fill it up.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It'd be cool if somebody could run out there and put, you know, one of Betty Grandy's stickers on there.
I would love to see a tanker truck parked out there full of Bakken oil.
Yeah.
Just so they know. But getting back, the other thing that's changed, and we were talking a little bit about this, in Iraq, the big difference is we can now supply our own energy.
Right.
15 or 20 years ago, that was not the case. And so when things happened, the price really skyrocketed. And now, because of North Dakota and also Texas and some other states, we are almost self-sufficient. And that's to me, that's a change that's been fantastic.
Oh, and another question, and this is an aside. This isn't like Fargo City Commission. I just want to pick your brain on something. So Obama's coming to visit. Heitkamp obviously does not agree with his EPA regulations. She says it's going to hurt us. She's on the complete opposite side.
Right.
Do you see Democrats distancing themselves from a sinking ship that is the Barry administration?
Without a doubt. I mean, you can even this morning when you're talking to some of the reporters, all of a sudden they're all finding fault and all the things that are going on. And so to me, it's important for the elections coming up in November is an opportunity for people to make a change, you know. And to me, that's the big thing. I think this is this fall if you want to see change, and that's what happened in our election this week.
Absolutely.
And so get out there, and I would encourage people to find out who are the conservatives that are running this fall. And if you don't ask them questions, they won't tell you.
Yeah.
And so that's what I look at. This fall is another opportunity.
And there's a couple other points about this election that I found fascinating. I found that fascinating that the Libertarians, their percentage went up almost, I think it was 400%.
Wow.
And the Republicans did very well. I mean, they 73% more votes than Democrats.
Wow.
Yet we look at the Fargo City Commission. All liberals.
Yep.
We look at the school board. All liberals.
Yep.
I mean, how do you explain that? Low voter turnout, high Republican turnout, yet our city government is just, you know, what's going on there? How do you explain those dynamics, man?
I'm speaking as myself as a voter. It was hard. There were so many candidates. It's hard to know who to vote for. I found it a little bit overwhelming. I don't know if you did, but like for the for park board, school board, and city commission, there was like, that's like 30 people.
Yeah.
And so to me, it was a little bit overwhelming. And I don't think that I didn't do a good enough job of researching who are the people that were fiscal conservatives. That's what I kind of look for. I don't know if you agree with that. But to me, and maybe we need, I know I personally need to do a better job of finding out who should we support. Because I have to be honest, I didn't really know for sure. And so I only voted for a few because I wasn't positive on what they how they stood on issues.
Okay, and yeah, that makes perfect sense. I've heard that like time and time again. You know, the and there are groups like Brad's group that were out there and they were parsing out, you know, the good and the bad. And Brad even contacted me a couple of times, and I know he was reaching out to other organizations on certain candidates. Who do you know about this guy? Do you know about that gal? Sort of thing. I really think going forward, we need organizations to do that, to vet all of those folks. Yes. And it's a lot of people, you know, like you pointed out there.
It is. And I would say there's lots of areas to get information. And so, but now looking forward to November, that's what you got to do. Find out who reflects your values. That's
right.
And as a voter, that's our responsibility. And there's guys that died for us to have the opportunity to vote. And so I would really, whatever we can do to get people to vote more, that's important, because it was low turnout once again, and that's disappointing.
Why is that? Why do you think that was?
Well, this particular time, I think it was because there were not a lot of key issues or controversial issues. You know, other than the positions, you know, usually to get a larger turnout, you have to have some other kind of topic.
Like fight and sue.
Well, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
And so there wasn't a lot of controversial issues, so that's my theory. But it's just disappointing because it's so important.
Someone and I had this discussion with a couple of other people, Rob Port being one of them, and he said, you know, during good times, you know, there's not a whole lot. I mean, people just pretty much go, well, everything's going fine, so you know, let it go.
But this goes back to this fall now. It's an opportunity to support the candidates who reflect your values. That's important, and that's our duty as voters.
Okay. And another thing that I was thinking about, do you think that this should worry Democrats in the general election?
Absolutely.
Good deal. I like that smile. That's priceless, man. But and again, we're looking at the low voter turnout, and to me, I'm looking at that. I see the Libertarian candidate and how, I mean, the percentage that their name recognition, their votes rate rose. I see a trend, man. I see a trend. And even if our Republicans are not conservative enough, we're going to get upsets like Cantor here. What did you think about the Cantor upset?
That was an earthquake.
Yeah.
I think a lot of those, especially the Republicans, I still don't know if they get it.
They don't.
And so I'm telling you that's why this fall, I think it's going to be, anyway, it's an opportunity. And for us here, we can do it. You can make a difference in every election. So, but I'm telling you, that's my perspective. I think this fall is going to be a lot of major changes where even, people that were longtime, politicians will not be returning.
Biggest issue facing Fargo.
Well, I think it's the diversion, and we, you know, there's so many things going on. I do think that the completing the levees, that's my, I believe, should be our main priority, because that's something that we can control. I believe that the financing coming from the federal government, that's going to be a tough one to, and that's kind of what we're waiting on at this point. And so I have a lot to learn because I haven't been involved for a while, but to me, that's my, I believe that's going to be the key issue.
Surprised at the Wallaker-Wimmer, outcome?
I thought Brad ran a really strong race. I mean, he did advertising and did a really good job. I do, it was close. It was 55-45.
Right.
It's tough to beat an incumbent like that, I believe. And then really their voting records were almost identical.
45-55 is close.
Well, but I mean, for an incumbent, like you said, where the economy is doing well and people are generally satisfied, to me, I thought it was pretty. I just from my watching, I mean, Brad, when you look at the ads and things, he was everywhere.
Right.
And I have to say, he called me 2 days ago and congratulated me and offered assistance. And so that was really classy by Brad. And once I know we're running out of time, but I want to thank you and your listeners. That meant a lot. You were very supportive. And that just goes to show you, guys with lots of money and guys with lots of connections don't always win. Sometimes us little guys win.
Thanks, Dave. We'll be right back after this break.
0550.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Summertime is officially here. Time to plan your getaway to one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. We're talking Chase on the Lake. Get a load of this deal. For listeners of this very radio station, for the entire summer, you can stay three nights at Chase and get your fourth night free. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, classic lodging, every category in play for this great deal. Stay three nights, the fourth night is free. Time to plan that vacation. You can explore a little guided fishing on Leech Lake. You can walk to downtown Walker, take a pontoon or jet skis out of the lake, or just relax. Some lakeside dining at the 502 restaurant. Chase on the Lake embodies the comfort of up north. It's great. There's no blackout dates, no restrictions. Pick your dates, stay three nights, get your fourth night free. Simple as that. In your choice of accommodations at the wonderful Chase on the Lake. Just go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What's on your mind? And I want to ask you, normal or nuts, Obama visiting Cannonball, the Indian reservation, and he's keep in mind, when I'm talking about this kind of stuff, I am not dismissing the plight of the American enemy. American Indian. My coffee, man. I need someone to refill my cup. that voice you hear is the big man, Dave Pepcorn. He's sitting co-pilot right now, flying this thing. So Obama is visiting, you know, the Indian reservation, Cannonball, North Dakota. There are problems out there, big problems. A lot of the problems I see, and I'm going to be brutally honest with you, a lot of the problems that I see are individual problems that individuals can take care of themselves. It seems like a little coddling going on to me. The story that I see in the paper, in the Bismarck Tribune, yeah, it's sad, tugs at your heartstrings, but I'm asking myself, you know, if you are living in a government, you know, you were given a government trailer and it's now rat infested and falling apart. What are you doing to better that situation? But that's just me. And I know I'm going to get lambasted for saying that, but I don't see it. I see there is a problem with alcoholism, with unemployment, with, you know, conditions like this lady, who I don't discount being a fine young lady, but I look at what is presented here, and I see a lot of things that she could help herself. So I'm asking you, is it normal or nuts to come for our president to come here to the economic beacon of the nation, especially in a time where our energy independence is uncertain? Our energy needs are right now in flux because of what's going on in Iraq. So him coming here, spending 4 hours at Cannonball, you know, in my opinion, pandering to Heitkamp, and not visiting any part of the oil boom after his EPA has just smacked our faces with these regulations. Even Heitkamp says, hey, what are you doing? You're going to hurt the folks. I mean, Heitkamp said that, and he's not going anywhere near that. Is that normal or is that nuts? Tell me, maybe I'm nuts. I don't know. And again, we're talking about the Indian reservation. We're talking about high unemployment. I think somewhere near 67% of able-bodied folks are unemployed. We're talking about education needs. We're talking about social service needs. We're talking about like this lady in this paper, you know, living in basically in a tent because she cannot live in her trailer, government, you know, given trailer, subsidized trailer. But what I want to know is where does government subsidize or subsidization or whatever you want to call it end and personal responsibility kick in? That's what I want to know. And I want to know if it's normal and nuts for Obama to come here, spend 4 hours here and not visit anywhere else except for, you know, the Indian reservation. What do you think, Dave?
Well, once again, I think it's great he's coming to North Dakota.
Right.
It's an honor. It's the president of the United States. And I do hope that we're telling our story of the great things that are going on, too. But, you know, he's doing it for a purpose, obviously. And that's the power of the position. But I do hope they're filling up the plane with our oil on the way home.
Yeah. And there are great, great things going on. I saw stories. And this is from a couple of them were from, like, out east, a couple of them out west. And I'm talking about United States, not just here in North Dakota. And they're talking about, you know, where can you go to make 15, 16 bucks an hour at a Walmart? Well, you have to go to Williston, North Dakota. And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about right there. Even here in the metro area, your starting pay at many, many places that in other parts of the country would be like minimum wage or like 10, 11 bucks an hour. You know, so we are doing something right here. Maybe Obama wants to walk through, sniff the air because it's filled apparently with some common sense. Maybe he goes back. Maybe he gets cured of atomic fever while he's here.
How much do you want to place on that?
I'm not. I would not. You know, I got like $5 in my pocket. I'm not even going to put that up. But again, normal or nuts, man. And I'm thinking now. I'm thinking now. 10,000 folks are going to be at this at this event. That's what the Red Cross says. 10,000 folks, and I think we're even going to have some people out there, you know, reporting. I want to know if someone's going to ask him some tough questions. You know, hey, while you're here, you're going to visit Williston. You know, we got an SUV right out here full of Bach and Cruz. You know what I'm saying?
I hope they ask Senator Heitkamp about her vote on the Redskins nickname. She
yep.
was supportive of the Sioux nickname, but then she joined the other senators when they voted on opposing the Redskins nickname. So that's a good
yep.
question.
Scott will be back after this break with some open phones.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What's the number one need in the Bakken? Affordable housing. Folks, it's here in Stanley, North Dakota, and I want you to see it for yourself Saturday at Frontier Village, a new development located on the west side of Stanley, very close to great amenities like the new Cashwise store, just north of that location on the north side of Highway 2, real close to the Holiday Station store, walking distance to schools. It's here. And it's affordable. There's model homes that you can see. You can move in immediately. Lots of choices of manufactured homes. It's never been easier to get into a new home that meets your needs and meets your budget. This is truly affordable housing. 9 to 5 Saturday, stop by for the open house at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of Cashwise Foods. Can't wait? Call 701-628-2418. One more time, 701-628-2418. Open houses every Saturday now through the end of July at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of the Cashwise Food on the north side of Highway 2.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.